you cut off. Well, didn't you have any folk songs from northern New York State, things that you knew when you were
no.
a kid?
No, I don't think of any. There was the one that I was telling Dr. Spivak about it.
Some of the best country in the world up there, you know.
You know, my uncle used to sing about 60 years ago a very mangled version of what you know, Springfield Mountain, There Did Dwell.
Uh-huh.
You know that one?
Yes.
And that one's been published since. Uh-huh. And I've learned from the publishing, but what he said was, had very little of it, very little of it. George Woodbine is very interested in all that. He's professor of history in New Haven. I don't know whether you know him or not.
No.
Well, he's got it. His tune that he sings is a little a variant from what my uncle sang to me, just a trifle. But they're not recording now.
I don't think so.
It went like this, one stanza is enough. It's a very long Riley song. It was, on Springfield Mountain, there did dwell a comely youth. I knowed him well. That's the one you mean, isn't it?
Yeah, and then the refrain didn't have a...
Well, it had, yes. Well, after two stanzas, then you'd go, right to Riley, right to Rila, right to Riley, right to Rila. Now that's the way he sang it.
Yeah.
But in the book, there's quite a little difference, particularly in the refrain.
Yes. Well, that however, is much closer to the early tune than a lot of the variants that we collect. For instance, in Texas, they sing...
Does it go down there, too?
Sure. Nice young man went out to mow, for to see if he, wee could make a show, come a rattle, come a roo, rah, ree.
Is that the same song?
The same song.
Now,
yes,
all my uncle knew was on Springfield Mountain, there did dwell a comely youth, I knowed him well. One summer's day long ago, this youth went into the meadow to mow. He scarce had mowed half round the field when a peasant sharp and bit his heel. He lifted up a mighty blow and laid that peasant varmint low. Now, that was all he ever sang. He left out Lieutenant Adams' only son, a likely youth, I think.
Full 21.
21, and then the rest of it, how he picked up the snake and took it to Molly Bland, and she sipped the poison, and she had a hollow tooth, and you know how they both died. And I'm not sure I have all of that, but that I took it. The original with me, the old one, was so very fragmentary and been all restored, I didn't suppose that would interest anybody now.
Did you all sing any canal songs up there?
No, I never heard of it, and when I saw that play about the canal, they all called it the canal. I was brought up in Albany. I certainly never heard that pronunciation. Canal.
Alan?
Yeah?
There seems to be a little trouble finding that letter. I wonder if the judge would try the monitoring Mary Mack from memory.
All right. It won't be quite right, but it'll be near enough. Now let's see if I've got...